Xbox.
I love when we hippity-hoppity off to a different land. That land today brings us to the wonderful environs of South Hadley, Massachusetts, and a bookstore that is one of my favorites. It is the Odyssey Bookshop in South Hadley, and we are here to, as we do each and every Tuesday, to talk about the best books that that our booksellers or independent booksellers have found and located and tell us, and then we talk about them for a bit. And that's what we've been doing since the very beginning of this program, and it's one of my favorite days of the week. Hannah Moshebek joins us. Did I say that right, Moshebek?
You did.
Okay, great.
Well done.
Joins us to present a fine list of books to read and become engrossed in. She is the Children's Department Director at the Odyssey Bookshop in South Hadley, Massachusetts. And I was looking over her list early this morning, and it's just great, really cool stuff.
Thank
so
you.
Where would you like to begin?
Well, I just wanted to say that, you know, I do recommend children's books, mostly for children, but as an adult, I enjoy reading them as well. And, you know, we have a lot of adults that come in, and picture books are great for adults, I just have to say. So I wanted to start with Heather Has Two Mommies, which might sound familiar to a lot of people. It was originally published 25 years ago. The author, Leslie Ann Newman, lives in Northampton, Massachusetts, and found it hard to find a publisher for this book 25 years ago because of its content. And it has since become, you know, a really wonderful milestone in picture books for children. And it is now being repackaged, republished from Candlewick Press with updated text, colorful new illustrations. But really, the message is the same, that it is love and love only that makes a family. It's such a wonderful book to see that come back into the limelight. We're going to be celebrating it on June 20th with a party celebrating all families. We're going to be having that at the Odyssey Bookshop, and it's going to be at 11 a.m.
That is great. And it is, obviously the book is terrific, been around for a long time, and so she will be there.
She'll be discussing the book. You know, it's being relaunched. I mean, when it first came out, it was certainly had the focus of you know, Heather's Two Mommy was really the subject matter, but now you know, it's really just a picture book about a young girl and her first day at school. So we're really celebrating that and the years of success that it's seen.
Terrific. What else?
The other book that I wanted to talk about is really a perfect book for the New England summer. And since New England seemed to have launched us into summer rather early, I thought this would be appropriate to recommend. I think we often feel that our own old New England towns hold a little bit of magic, whether it's the sweetness of the maple sugar candy or a smell of an apple blossom. I think all of us feel that actually our towns contain the magic. And this is a book about a town called Sidwell, Massachusetts. It's called Nightbird by Alice Hoffman from Wendy Lamb Books. And Sidwell, Massachusetts is known for three things: the sweet pink apple pie, the curse of a witch, and Sidwell's very own monster. 12-year-old Twig knows that this all too well and carries a very big secret, a secret that has kept her family isolated from the rest of the town with no friends or visitors. Twig often gets lonely. When the descendants of the notorious witch Angus Agate move in next door, everything changes. Alice Hoffman dives into a summer of magic, sweet herbs, friendship, and the mystery in her latest book for children. Discover the beauty of this woman's writing as you uncover the secrets of Sidwell. It's a spellbinding tale of friendship and magic.
Well, we love Alice Hoffman.
Yes.
She's amazing.
She's amazing.
Obviously an adult fiction writer, mm-hmm. and also has gone and writing books for kids and young adults. And but my goodness, what a writer.
She really is incredible, and it translates very well to young readers.
That's great. All right.
So the next one I wanted to talk about was a rather unique book. It has just come out a few weeks ago, and it's called Drum Dream Girl by Margarita Engel from Houghton Mifflin Harcourt Books for Young Readers. I love this book especially because of the unique subject matter. We don't often come across books about girl drummers, let alone about girl drummers in Cuba. So inspired by real life.
Is that a market?
I don't.
Girl drummers in Cuba?
I hope it is.
Is that a niche?
It should be after this book.
Okay.
Inspired by real life events, Drum Dream Girl tells the story of one girl's big dream to play the drums in a culture that forbids it. On an island filled with rhythm and beats, only boys are allowed to play the drums. Little Drum Dream Girl hears the rhythm in the dance in the parks while she's walking, at night in the streets, at carnivals and dances, and in her dreams. Margarita Engel's rhythmic text and Rafael Lopez's bright patterns and cheerful colors come together in the heroic story of dreams coming true. And my father's a drummer, so anything to do with drumming always sort of breaks my eye.
Very good stuff. It's Drum Dream Girl by Margarita Engel, published by Houghton Mifflin Harcourt Books for Young Readers, and great stuff.
The next one, it is a title that's sort of been buzzing in my ears for the last few weeks because we just had a launch for it on Sunday. It's called Baby Love by Angela DiCerlizzi. Angela is the wife of Tony DiCerlizzi, who is the author of the Spiderwick Chronicles, and she has really taken off with a wonderful career writing picture books. The book is your sort of classic baby book, and we had a baby book shower. So instead of a baby shower, we had a baby book shower. Which was a really wonderful event. And this book makes the perfect baby shower gift. And I think there's a lot of baby showers happening at the moment. Angela celebrates the joys of a new baby in her latest picture book. Hughes and DiCerlizzi take adorable to the next level with their gentle rhythmic text and sweet muted illustrations. You'll have to stop yourself from trying to reach into the book for a warm hug and a kiss goodnight. From bubble baths to baby kisses to chubby thighs and lullabies, this book will delight babies young and old.
From baby kisses, bubble baths, and baby kisses to chubby thighs and lullabies. I like just those words. That's great. It's Angela DiCerlizzi's book, Baby Love, which is published by Beach Lane Books, and that sounds terrific. So we take a bit of a turn in the next book.
Yes. So I'm moving on to middle grade. And this is actually at the ABA runs a panel called Indies Introduce, which is a program where booksellers get together and they read debut authors and they highlight certain books that we think are going to be really big. And this was one of them. And I was on that panel. So it was really exciting because, you know, you get to be beta readers and sort of discover the next J.K. Rowling or, you know, the next big author. So this sure. was really exciting. So Holly Grant is the debut author of The League of Beastly Dreadfuls. It's book one from Random House Books for Young Readers, and it just came out a few weeks ago. On the morning of her parents' death, which is in a tragic vacuum cleaner accident.
What the hell happened? What happened?
It's sort of revealed later in the book.
Okay.
So I can't quite reveal the details yet. But a young girl.
Did they get sucked up?
They do in a sense.
Okay. Well.
It's sort of a wonderful, wacky start to this book.
Right.
And the young girl, Anastasia, she has only two things to worry about on the morning of that tragic occurrence. It is wearing her Halloween costume the second day in a row to school, and her gerbil, who likes to revenge poop in her shoes. And anyone who has a pet, I think, is familiar with revenge pooping. And by the end of the day, her world has been changed forever because these two lost aunties who she's never heard of, Prim and Prude, show up at her school and whisk her off across the country to live in their massive, creepy old home, which naturally was previously an asylum for the criminally insane, which makes the start to any good story. So Anastasia's new home is not what she ever imagined, and she soon starts to suspect that something is afoot. This book is the ultimate read aloud with humor, bravery, and adventure, also to be read in a mandatory British accent. That's my own personal recommendation.
I think I need a copy of this right now. Very cool. The League of Beastly Dreadfuls. It's book one, which indicates there will be a book two,
yes.
Which is good news. Holly Grant is the author, and it's published by Random House Books for Young Readers. All right.
So the next book I would like to move on to is Young Adult. It's also a debut and was also featured on the Indies Introduce recommendations from booksellers. We hosted the event, and Lance Rubin was just such a charm to talk to. The book is called Denton Little's Death Date by Lance Rubin from Knopf Books for Young Readers. And it's set in a world where on the day you're born, you find out the day you will die. You don't know how you're going to die. They just give you a date. It just sort of prints out based on your genetic code. So Denton Little, it starts on the last day of his life. And despite being a relatively tame 18-year-old, he wakes up the day of his death in a girl who's not his girlfriend's bed with a strange purple mark on his leg. So he has the day to face his girlfriend, say goodbye to his family, and uncover some truths about his dead mother, and time is running out. It is action-packed, it's funny, it's heartwarming, and quite mysterious, and it will keep you reading up all night, and has a big twist ending, and it is book one in a series.
It's Denton Little's Death Date. Which is different than Denton's Little Death Date.
Yes.
No, that's different. Denton Little's Death Date. It's by Lance Rubin and published by Knopf Books for Young Readers. All right.
So the last book that I wanted to talk about hasn't come out yet, but I'm so excited about it. I think people should pre-order it immediately.
When does it come out?
May 12th.
Oh, all right. Well,
so not too long.
Yeah, next week. We can wait for that. Sure.
It is called Nimona, and it is a graphic novel by Noelle Stevenson from Harper. Noelle Stevenson, you might remember from, I believe, Susanna from Oblong talked about the Lumberjanes graphic novel.
Yes.
A few weeks ago. And she is the illustrator of The Lumberjanes, which has become widely popular. And I am in love with this graphic novel. Originally, it was a webcomic that she published weekly. And now she's put it all together in a concise graphic novel. And it's about Nimona, who is the coolest punk rock arch-villain sidekick around, and she excels at kicking butt. But when Nimona and Lord Ballister Blackheart unearth the evil intentions of the Institution of Law Enforcement and Heroics, they concoct a plan to cause some serious chaos. Dive into this graphic novel for bloody battles, long-held grudges, dragons, and some epic villainy. It is really a very unique superhero book like you've never seen before.
It sounds great. It's called Nimona, and it'll be out next week by Noelle Stevenson. It's published by Harper Teen. How many times have you been on the show, Hannah? Is this your second
this
or third?
This is my third.
Third time.
Yes.
You have the timing down perfectly.
Oh.
We have people who have been doing this for years that don't have the timing down as perfectly as you do.
So I can talk fast.
Well, and slow. You get everything in. It's perfect. I want you to start teaching seminars.
I will.
For more information on the Odyssey Bookstore in South Hadley, Massachusetts. Their website is odysseybks.com, so you can see Hannah's list there. We also post the book picks on our website as well. We post all of our segments on our website, but we do our book picks as well. Online, wamc.org/roundtable. Hannah Moshebek, I thank you very much for joining us, and I look forward to you coming back.
Thank you so much.
Have
I will be back.
Have a great season. I look forward to it. Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.